It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Small business owners are turning to community lenders during the coronavirus epidemic. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland explains.
The federal government started a loan program for small business owners earlier this year in response to the COVID-19 crisis. But the rollout last week was bumpy. Many of the biggest banks in the country have been unable or unwilling to meet demand. Josh Wolkin owns several restaurants in the Denver metro area. He says there's also concern the money will quickly run out.
A friend of mine who's also in the business was comparing it to trying to get concert tickets. You know, everyone's stressing out, everyone's anxious, and you're waiting in line, and it's competitive, and there's a lot of disappointment out there.
Local business owners have had some success working with smaller community banks. Wolkin anticipates closing a $1.7 million loan from one next week. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Many Democratic leaders in Colorado are endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for the party's presidential nomination. That's after Senator Bernie Sanders ended his campaign Wednesday. Senator Michael Bennett, Representative Diana DeGette, and State Attorney General Phil Weiser are among those now supporting Biden. Former State Representative Joe Salazar says it's too early for him to decide. Salazar co-chaired the Sanders campaign in Colorado.
I have to see what Joe Biden is going to do. His platform seems to be a pre-2016 kind of platform, and I'm waiting for Joe Biden to get into the second decade of the 21st century.
Sanders won the state's Democratic presidential primary last month. Census questionnaires will start landing in some mailboxes today. Colorado households that have not already filled out the 2020 census online will get a chance to complete and return a paper copy. Nearly half of Colorado households already responded to the census, which is about 4 percentage points better than the national average. It still puts the state at 13th in the U.S. for response. Douglas, Jefferson, and Broomfield counties have the highest rates in the state. This is CPR News.